We are holding Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Can look around 10 lines down. So the first side, the first we had yesterday, Rav is the halacha was, and Posh, that's how we pass on halacha, that Rav holds Ein Oynis Begittin. When you give a get to your wife on the Tanai, that if I don't come back within a year, even though at the end of the year really you want to come back, just an Oynis is stopping you from coming back, still you did not come back, the get is a good get. We had yesterday, even though the Yeraisa and Oynis is called like you did not do it, you did not come back. But Midrabbonim, though, we have the klal of called the Mekadosh Adai to the Rabbonim Mekadosh, they have a right to take away the Gedushim of Mafreya. And the reason was because of its Nuyas and the Prutzais. Now the Gemara says, Ika di Amri, some say the opposite. Ika di Amri, that Amar Rav, Rav says, V'chein li'inyin gittin. The same malach applies to a get. Just like we had before, there is a tainus oinus. If the man, if the chuppah was supposed to come out on Rosh Chodesh Adar, which came out on Yom Rishon, so they can't make the chuppah until Wednesday, we said that the man does not have to support her because he's an oinus. So just like there's an oinus by the loch of chuppah, who Adin Rava says there is an inyan oinus by gittin. So Alma, what do we see according to this tzad that Kesava Rava holds yesh oinus to gittin? If you give a get to your wife, like we'll soon see on a Tanai, that the get is, I'm giving you a get now, and it should only be chal if I do not come back within a year. And at the end of the year, really the husband wants to come back, just he got sick or broke his leg, he couldn't make it back. Lamaisa, the get is not a good get. There is a tainus oinus, that since not coming back was because of an oinus, that's not called not coming back, and therefore the get is not chal. That's what this sad says that Rabbah holds. Now we ask questions. The same way before we brought a proof to it, now we're going to ask a question on it. Meisrei, I have a kasha to you. It says in the Mishnah Gittin, Harei ze gitcho. The person gives his wife a get. And he says, Im loy bosi mikan viyach shnei mosa chodesh. If I want the get to be chal, if I do not come back within 12 months. If I don't come back within the year, then I want this get to be chal, then we're divorced. Umeis patech shnei mosa chodesh. And what happened is the husband died within that year. So the Mishnah says, ain't a get. The get is not chal. Because the pshat is, you wanted the get to take effect first at the end of the year. By that time, you're not alive. A mace, a person that's dead, can't give a get to his wife. So the diak is, mace, who the ain't a get? You know why it's not a good get? Only because he died. Avoha chola, mashma, if the husband got sick. In other words, really, he would want to come back. Just the last month, he broke his leg, he couldn't come back, he was sick. Here's Harei Zeh Get. Mashma, the get is still chal, it's called a good get. The question is why? Really, the husband wants to come back. Just he got sick, it's an honest that he can't come back. So if you say there is a tainus of oinus by gittin, the get should not be chal, it's not called that the husband is not coming back. So Gemara says, no, there's no proof, there's no question on Rava from here. Le'yolam, really, I'll tell you, Eimaloch, Chala nami yena get. If the husband got sick, and that's the reason why he couldn't come back at the end of the year, the get is not chal. Because really the husband wants to come back, and something is stopping him from coming back. He's an onus. And there is a tainus onus by gittin. Therefore the get is not chal. So why does the Mishnah only say if he dies, the get is no good? Because v'hi gufa kamash malon. If this alone it wants to teach us this chiddush. That what? The yain get liyacha misa. That your get is not chal, can't take effect after the husband died. Well, we spoke about yesterday. The chiddush here is that Lamaisa, the husband, wrote the get already. It was written l'shmo. And he made the nesin, he gave it to his wife also when he was alive. He just made it tonight. He doesn't want it to be chal, to be effect, until the end of the year. So I would have thought, even though he died in between, so what? At the end of the year, the time the get should be chal, maybe the get is chal. And again, the nafkamina would be that if they don't have children, like this, if the husband dies, there's a mitzvah yibum. The brother has to either make chalitza or make yibum. If the get is chal, there's no mitzvah yibum. So I would have thought that a get could be chal liyachemisa in this case. Kamash will on the Mishnah know that the get is not chal liyachemisa. The ain't get liyachemisa, but really the same halacha would apply if the husband was chola. If the husband got sick, and that's the reason why he did not come back, it could be the get is not chal. So the Gemara asks again, Ein get liyachamisa, is that the chiddush of that Mishnah? Hotone le reisha, that we learned from the reisha of the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, like we learned before, that Dilma liyafukim mid rabbeinu. That's not a question. that the reason, true, the Reish of the Mishnah says the Klal, a get cannot be chal after the husband died. The Sefer teaches us that even though you have today's date written in the get, you wrote today's date, as you wrote today's date, but I want this get first to take effect at the end of the year, still we say the get is first to be chal at the end of the year. Therefore, if he died in between, the get is not chal. And that's not like Midr Rabbeinu, that Rabbeinu had a svara to say, since you wrote in the get today's date, for what purpose did you write today's date? In other words, you meant to say that you want the get to be chal mafreya. At the end of the year, you want the get to really take effect from the day you wrote the get. And if that was your kavona, so even though we died in between, still the get is chal, because the get is chal mafreya. So that's the chiddush of the sefer of the Mishnah, that we do not say this svara. Even though you wrote today's date, so what? Since you said that you want, or you wrote, you want to get to Michal at the end of the year, in 12 months, that's when it's supposed to take effect. And if he died before, the get is not chal. So there's no proof, there's no kash and rova. Toshima, come and bring another proof. Like we learned, that a person gives the get to his wife and he says, Me achshav, from today, right now, im loy bosi mikan viat shnei mosa chodesh, I'm giving you a get right now, and I'm telling you that really I want the get to be chal right now, on a condition though, that I do not come back within this year. If I come back within this year, then the get is bottled. But if I do not come back, then the get is chal l'mafreya from right now the day I give it to you. And the husband died during that year. The locher is now hareza get. It's a good get. Because he said clearly, miyachshav. The get is chal from today, the day you gave it to her. And today you're alive. It was only tonight that if you come back within the year, then it's not chal. But now that you died, you can't come back, you're not coming back. So the get is chal, I'm afraid. So my love, isn't it that hu adin l'cholo, the same halach would apply if the husband got sick in the middle of the time. That means really he wanted to come back. But the reason why he couldn't come back was he got sick. Also the get would be chal, just like mace. So you see, you do not say tainus einus by gittin. Tomorrow says, no, that's no proof, loy. Mei stavka. Only because the husband died, if that's the reason why he didn't come back, then we say the get is chal. And you know why? The loy nichalai detipo kaima yavim. The husband does not want his wife to have to fall in front of the brother for yibum. Therefore, the husband for sure wants to get to be chal. Like on the side that he's going to die, for sure he wants to get to be chal l'mafreya when he gave it to her. But if he really had in mind to come back, he's alive. Just that he got sick and he can't come back, but really he would want to come back. He doesn't have das to give her a get. He doesn't want to get to Michal, because really he wants to come back. So it could be, like Rava says now, this Ik of the army, yesh tainis einis begitin. And since he wants to come back, just the fact that he's sick, that's not cool that he did not come back. Toshima, come and bring another proof. Meyahu, from this mission that we learned. A man told his wife, if I do not come back within 30 days, but he gave his wife a get today, and he told her, if I do not come back within 30 days, then the get takes effect. Now what happened was, at the end, right before the end of the 30 days, on the 30th day itself, before Shkia, he did want to come back. And he came back, and she was living on the other side of the river. So he came to this side of the river, Oposka Mavra, and there was a river like in between. He missed the boat. The ferry was on the other side of the river. So he couldn't make it across. But the Yomer, he started to scream, the husband. The Yomalu, Chazu di Asoi, look, I'm here. In other words, really the husband wants to come back. And he thought he'd make it back. Just what happened was, he missed the boat. So what's the loch in such a case? The Yomar Shmuel says, Loi Shemei Masiyah. It's not considered like the husband came back. No, it's considered like he did not come back. And therefore the get is chal. So even though he said what, the get is only chal if I do not come back, not coming back through an einus is called not coming back. So you see, there's no tainus einus. So l'chur it's a kasha and rava. The Gemara says, no, I'll tell you maybe, unsa de shchiach shani. In a case like this, by missing the ferry, that's very shchiach, happens often. So since it's something that happens very often, you should have spoke this out. There's something that happens very often, it's supposed to be in your mind. So when you gave the get to your wife and told her, I wanted to be chal if I do not come back, you should have stated and spoke out, that's also providing that I make the boat. But if I miss the boat, also I don't want to get to be chal. Now, v'lo yasni, but the husband did not speak out this condition. So we say the svar is, iyu hu di astra nafshe. He's ruining it for himself. In other words, this is not called a good tainus sinus over here. Something you should have spoken out, and you did not speak out, we say that you thought about it. Now, why didn't you speak it out? Because you really didn't mean it. In other words, you meant to give the get to your wife, even if you missed the ferry. Because you meant to say, when is the get no good? Only if I really come back. But if I'm here on this side of the river, just I can't get over because I missed the ferry, that's also considered, you also thought that that's considered not coming back, since you didn't speak it out. So therefore, we have no kash and rava. This is the end of the Gemara. The kids of the Gemara has two lashonis. The first lashon of the Gemara was rava said a chiddush, that ain oinus begitten, because of the svara, the gzeras of its nuyas and prutzais. And then the Gemara says another lashon, no, yesh tainus oinus begitten. So it's a machlokes. Tosfos has two trutzim here. How do we paskin? Tosfos brings down the post like rach, kalish nekama. The yein oinus begitten. That's the way the rach paskins. Then Tosfos brings another svara is no to paskin, like the second lashon. But the Maisa, the Shulchan Aruch, we do paskin like the first lashon. We paskin like Rava's first pshat, that there's a chiddush of ein tainus oinus begitten. Mishum tznuyis and mishum prutzais, the Rabbanim made like a light plug, as long as the husband is not home, the get is chal. Even though he would want to come back, he's an onus. The Midrabbanim, though, we say the get is chal, because of the klal, called the Mekadosh, of that to the Rabbanim Mekadosh. Now the Gemara says, Lug Gemara. Omer Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, lo yishonu ela mitakonos ez Rav Yelch. When do we have the din of our Mishnah, that Besula is supposed to have the chuppah on Wednesday by day, that's only, like Rashi said in the Mishnah already, after the takonos Ezra. That was Ezra's takona, that on every Monday and Thursday there should be a bezdin in all the cities. So therefore, like it says in the Mishnah, we want the husband to have the bia, the first bia, Wednesday by night. So if he has tainus pesulim, he'll be angry, and tomorrow morning he'll go straight to bezdin. So therefore, they want you to have the chuppah on Wednesday afternoon. Avo kaidim takonas Ezra. But before there was the takonas of Ezra, shebot edinim kavuyim b'chol yoyim, at that time, before Ezra made any takonas, there used to be a bezdin every single day of the week. Then the locha was, isha nisveis b'chol yoyim, any day of the week she wants to have the chuppah, they're allowed to make the chuppah. Because those svar is, we want you to go to bezdin the next morning. So before, when there used to be a bezdin every single day, any day of the week you have the chuppah. It's very good. Because that night you'll have the bia, and the next morning you go straight to bezdin. So first the Gemara asks, "Koydim takonis Ezra, my the heavy? Like what's a nogeya? We don't talk about things that just happened that doesn't make any difference to us now. Like what do we care what happened before takonis Ezra? Now after takonis Ezra, that we are bought the dinim only on Monday and Thursday. So now we have the luck of our Mishnah that you can only have the chup on Wednesday afternoon." Like, why do we care what happened before the takona? Like, what nafkamina is it to us today? So Gemara says, yes, hochikoma. This is what I mean to tell you. It's nageya to today, and the ma'aseh is the head to today also. That Gemara says that he ika bote dinim de kfuyin idna. Let's say today, way after takona Ezra, if there'll be a minik that every single day in your town there's a bezdin, you should know the locha would apply now kekoydim takona Ezra. It would have the same halacha the way it was before Ezra made the takona. That what? Isha nisveis b'chol yoyim. That a lady you could make chuppah any day of the week. Like we have our minhag today, any day of the week you're allowed to make the chuppah. Yeah. So Melo, that's the nafkamina. That the kitzif today will have a place that has bezdins b'chol yoyim. You can get married any day of the week. And Tais speaks out that Lamaisa today, we don't have Bechlal any Botadinim Bechlal. But look at the bottom Taisis. Tais says, Yika Botadinim. Nira Laridim, Mikol Mokim, and Nisus Beshishi. On Friday, though, you shouldn't make the Chuppah. So ain't Donim B'Shabbos, because you can't make a Psakdin on Shabbos. So if you're going to have the first B of Friday night, you can't go to Bezdin on Shabbos. So Friday is not a day to have the Chuppah. But Tais says, though, no, V'yata Noigin Lisa B'Shishi. Today already, you're allowed to have the Chuppah even on Friday. and have the first beer Friday night. Why? Mishum diyein bezdin kvuyin. Anyway, today we don't have this din of a bezdin kvuyin. What do we do though? Yistam go to complain in front of three people. So therefore, v'yim yesh l'tainis besulim, yochol likvo b'shabes b'fnei shleisha, k'may b'shayim o'yistah shvua. Today, on Shabbos Gufa, get three people together, make them like a bezdin aray, and you can say a complaint to them. So since today we don't have any real bezdin anyway, all we have is you go in front of three dayonim, that you could do on Shabbos also. So that's why l'maisa today, you can have chuppah any day of the week you want. Only not on Shabbos. Shabbos you can't make a kinyan. But any day of the week, even Friday, you're allowed to make the chuppah. The kasha that Achareinim ask, even though it's more really as the kasha, is that Yujin is a klal that when Bezdin made a takona, you can't be mavato the takona. Even if the tam goes away, kol dover sheva minyan, sarach minyan achalat hiroi. So here the Mishnah says, like Rashi, it was a takonas chachomim to have the chuppah on Yom Revi'i. So even though the reason goes away, how could they change the halacha to say now you can make the chuppah any time? So it's very interesting. What you have to say, a lot of times you say, is when the Rabbanim Mitchila first made the takona to have the chuppah on Wednesday, they made it with a tanai. They were only making it this way, kol zaman bezdin is kavua, on Thursday. But if it's going to come a time that bezdin will change and be every single day, lechatchila they also agreed that you could have the nesuin any day. So it's not called you're going against the first takona. The Chazam Sofer once said a little different. He once said that the first takana was that the chuppah has to be the night before Bezdin is open. That's all the takana was. Abi, tomorrow morning Bezdin will be open. That was a takana to have chuppah. So mail of today, Bezdin is open any day, or the way Tosis says, any day you want, you go get three people together and tell them, that was the first takana, that you're allowed to have chuppah today, as long as tomorrow morning, there'll be a Bezdin to go to complain to. So today, since we have the three people anytime we want, any day is mutter to have the chuppah. But the Gemara asked the question, don't know? For Abin and Shoktu, we had before, that before we asked the question, why don't they always make the chuppah on Sunday? What's wrong with making it on Sunday? Bezdin is open Monday morning. So we answered, there's a new takana that the Bezdin, the Chamim wanted the husband to prepare 3 days for the chuppah. He wants them to be available Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and prepare for the chasna, and then first on Wednesday you can make the chuppah. So how could we say now you can make the chuppah any day of the week? True, there are bezdins any day of the week, but where's the shoktu? Where's the preparation for the chuppah? So Gemara answers the Torah Chalei. I'll tell you, we're talking about in a case where the husband prepared it already. Like Rashi said, the Torah Chalei, Im Torah Lefnei Shabbos, if the husband prepared the whole chuppah before Shabbos, V'tikein Sarchei Suda, and he prepared everything. Then, Koin Sob Yecha B'Shabbos, Oy B'Shein B'Shabbos. Then, B'Zman Azeh, you can make the chuppah anytime you want. So today, the Avada, we have caterers that they prepare the chuppah anyway, so Avada, any day of the week you want to. So the Ritva speaks out, why didn't the Gemara say that she was Moichelet? Like we said before, it was at the corner, the Shokta was, for her sake, that she should have a nice chuppah. Why don't we say in the cases that she was Moichelet, a nice Suda? So the divorce says from here at Soraya, Anisha can't be Moichel the Suda. That's a takona that the husband has to make a nice big Suda by the chuppah. And even if she says, I'm Moichel, I don't want it, Mechila doesn't help. Right, the other Mishnah argue and say Mechila does help. But around the Ritva says in this Gemara, you see Mechila does not help. Right. The other Gemara says, my Shoktu, what is this new Svari you're saying of Shoktu, that the Chachamim care about the Bnei Yisrael, they want to make sure she's going to have a nice chuppah. What is this halacha, my Shoktu, what is it? So Mar said, the Tanya, we learned, Mifnei Ma Omru B'Sula Nisus Liyam Ravi. What's the reason, why does our Mishnah say that there's a takana, that the B'Sula has to have a chuppah on Wednesday afternoon? Why? And the kasher is, why not? Why on Wednesday afternoon? So the Mishnah says, Shim Hoyle Tainus Pesulim. Because if the husband, when he lives with her the first time Wednesday night, finds out that she was a bool already, Hoyle Mashkim LeBezdin, he'll get up in the morning first and go straight to Bezdin to complain that my wife lived with a man already. And we'll have to find out if she's also to me or not. If we have a suffix, maybe she lived with a man these last 6 months when we already had Kedushin, and maybe she's also to me. So maybe, like Rashi says in the Mishnah, maybe Edom will come, and we'll find out exactly what happened. That's why you're supposed to have the chuppah on Wednesday. Now the question is, though, v'tinosev yechad b'Shabbos, but what's wrong with doing it on Sunday afternoon? And also, if he lives with her the first time Sunday night, and he finds out that she does not have besulim, it went in too easy, Tomorrow morning also, since Monday, Bezdin is Kavua, he'll go to Bezdin tomorrow morning. So why does the Mishnah say Badaskar on Wednesday afternoon? What's wrong with Sunday afternoon? On this the Gemara answers, that's the svar of Shoktu Chachomim Atakonis B'nais Yisrael. That the Chachomim care very much, take very good care of the Jewish girls, and want to make sure Sheyei Adam Terech, that the husband works Besuda to prepare that nice meal for the chuppah, shloisha yomim. He should prepare it at least 3 days. Echad b'Shabbos, he should be available Sunday to prepare. V'sheni b'Shabbos, and a Monday to prepare. U'vashlishi b'Shabbos, and prepare it Wednesday, Tuesday. And then after he prepared the suda for 3 full days, then a revi koinsa. Then on the 4th day, on Wednesday afternoon, then he should make the chuppah. Kedei that they can have the bia Wednesday night. So then, if he finds out something went wrong, he'll go to Bezdin the next morning. That's the svar of Shoktu, that the Chomim took care of Bnei Yisrael. But now the Gemara says, but you should know, umisakon of v'yelech, at the times in history when it came, that the Goyim gave tzaros to Klal Yisrael, that there was a sakona. We'll soon see what that means. If a lady would get married on Wednesday, we're afraid maybe she'll be killed, we'll soon see why. Then no go on, the people made a minig now, lich nois mishlishi. They pushed off the takana 1 day earlier. Not to have the chuppah anymore on Wednesday, but to have it on Tuesday. Tuesday afternoon they started to make the chuppahs. And, for loy michu biyotam chachomim, the chom did not stop them. The chom agreed what they're doing. That's true, mishum ha-takana, you're allowed to make the chuppah a day earlier. Make it on Tuesday instead of Wednesday. But uvesheni lo yichnois. But you're not supposed to push it off 2 days earlier. That don't do. Don't make it on Monday. Rashi says uvesheni lo yichnois. That means b'shvilois a sakona. If there's a sakona, a danger in having the chuppah on Wednesday, v'yein tzorach la'akor b'shvila takonas chachomim eliyem echad. That the only danger was to have the chuppah on Wednesday. So if you push it back 1 day, that's enough. So that's all you should do. Just push back the takona 1 day. We gain on the deal that at least you'll have Sunday and Monday time to prepare for the chuppah. In other words, if you don't have to push it back to Monday, don't push back so early. Just push back to Tuesday, that's all. The sakana was on Wednesday. So the minig now was to make the chuppah on Tuesday. But don't do it on Monday anymore. Like, don't say, once you don't do it on Wednesday, do any day you want. No, we still want you to prepare the suit as much as possible. So even though you can't prepare for 3 days, of course, you have to make the chuppah on Tuesday, but our kolponim, we want you to prepare at least Sunday and Monday. So that's what it says. Uvesheini leyichnis. But on Monday, you should not make the chuppah. Now, another case is v'yemach masoinis. Let's say there's an oinis, somebody's forcing you. We'll soon see later what this means. Then mutter. Then you're allowed to have the chuppah even on Monday. Any day of the week. If it's an oinis, we'll soon see later what the oinis means. Then mutter. Then if you ask the question to Bezdin, they'll give you, that's mutter means, they'll give you a heter to do it. But umafrishin es achosin minakala leil Shabbos, chila. Let's say for some reason they had the chuppah on Friday, and they're supposed to have the first beer then Friday night on Shabbos, this price holds its osa. This Gemara holds, you're not allowed to have the first beer, live the first time with your wife on Friday night. So therefore it says there, umafrishin es achosin minakala, you have to separate the chosin from the kala, leil Shabbos tchila. If the first time they're going to live together is going to be Friday night, it's also, you have to separate them. Why? Mifnei shuvois the chabura. Because the first time he goes into her, he makes a chabura. He like cuts her there. He cuts the psulim, she starts bleeding, and you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. We'll soon see later. Lalochu, we hold this mutter. We hold this not called an issa. We'll see later on the sugya, whether there's an issa chabura on Shabbos or not. The kolponim this time holds, yes, it's also to have the first bia Friday night, because the first time you go into a, you break up sulim, and you can start bleeding there, and that's called an issa chabura, an issa diraisa, so you can't make the first bia Friday night. This is the pshan the brice over here. Now we'll go to explain what we said. So far we have like 2 dinim. If it was a sakana, you're allowed to push it back 1 day. But if it was an oinis, then you could do it any day you want. So first the Mark explains, what's the first part? My sakana. What was the sakana over here? What are we pushing it back for? What's the sakana? Elaine, if you want to tell me, the army people would say that the sulah hanisus liyam hervi tihoreg if the Goyim came around with a new takon and said, if we see any Jewish girl having a chuppah on Wednesday, we're going to kill her. If that's the pshat mishum ha-takona, frati gemara, noagu. It only says there was a minig that they changed it now. Mashma, people started to change to do it to Tuesday. Frati gemara, legamri nekro. Should have been a stronger illusion. If there's such a sakona that the goyim are going to kill you if you get married on Wednesday, there should have been an akira that the rabbanon should have said like it's asa to get married on Wednesday. There should have been oikir, uproot that whole takona. Mashma nogu, mashma, they did not uproot it completely the first takona. They only said, let's start to be night to do it on Tuesday. So mashmi can't say it was such a bad sakona that the goyim said, well, mamash kill you. Because if they would kill the ladies, then Avada would have to uproot that takana completely, and like it'll be an Issa. You're not allowed to do it on Wednesday, but you have to do it on Tuesday. And it doesn't say that, it only says Nogu. So it can't be the problem was the Goyim said, we'll come and kill him. So my Rabbi says the problem was like this. The Yamri, the Goyim, the king said like this. That Besula Hanisses B'yam Ravi. The king said any Jewish girl that has a chuppah on Wednesday, Tiboyo Leheg Mointchila. She has to first live with the king. The king has to live with her first. That was the takana. That was the takana of the goyim. That any Jewish girl that has a chuppah on Wednesday, she has to live with the king first. So, Frati Gemara, hi takana. Why is it called a takana? She's not in danger. Nothing's going to happen to her. All that's going to happen to her is the king is going to live with her. Frati Gemara, inusu. She's called an inus then. And an inus poshut means that she's not doing anything. The goyim, the king is going to live with her. So she's an Eishes Yisrael. She's even mutter to her husband. She's not called a Saiter even. An Isha is only usher to her husband if she has Barotz and lives with somebody else. But if somebody forces her, she's an Onesu. So she's an Onesu. What's wrong? There shouldn't be any Yisrael together. Yes, so Mar says again, Onesu. Mar asked the question that if the Sakana was that the king said the Gzera was that any girl that gets married on Wednesday, the king has to live with her first. So Gemara asks, like, Onosu, she's an honest, what's so wrong? So Gemara answers, Mishum diikot senuyois, the mostro nafshai lekotlo. Because there are some frum ladies, maybe they're too frum, and they don't want to let the king live with them. So you know what they're going to do? They're going to let themselves be killed, rather. Because the king says, either you let me live with you, or else I'll kill you. So we're afraid of the senuyois, the ladies that are very tzedekis, that they're not going to let the king live with them. And therefore, they're going to let themselves be killed. And we don't want them to be killed. Oh, we'll soon talk about that. We'll soon talk about that. Good. The Yasin the day sakona, and therefore should come the day sakona. So that's what we're afraid about. We're afraid about some tzedekis, some tzenuyos, a tufrim, that they're not going to want to live with the king to save their life. They'd rather see themselves be killed, and we don't want the ladies to be killed. So therefore, that's why Mishum HaSakana, we pushed off the chuppah and tell you, don't make the chuppah on Wednesday, but rather make it on Tuesday, that the king won't come to live with you. So therefore, that's called Mishum Sakana. So still, the Gemara asked the question, no, but V'lidra Shlohu D'yoy Nishari. No. Like, what are we afraid about? Yes, some ladies that are tsnuyas, some ladies that are very frum, they're going to rather be killed. So to tell with the, what we should do is, no, leave the takana. You're supposed to get married on Wednesday, have your chuppah on Wednesday. I, the king, is going to live with you. Let him live with you. I were afraid that Snuyas will let himself be killed for Lidrishlu. The Bezdin should get up and tell everybody, give a drosha to tell all the ladies you should know, that even though the king is going to force you to live with him, you let him live with you. And don't let yourself be killed. You know why? Because the Onishari, even though a guy is living with you right now, still your mutter, still Onishari. So we should teach everybody that Halacha is Einus Hashari. So therefore nobody will come to let themselves be killed. So therefore the question is again, what's so wrong? The chuppah should still take place on Wednesday, even though the king is going to live with them. So Gemara says, Ika prutzos. No, we're afraid of some ladies are prutzos. I mean, some ladies, fakert, when they hear the king is going to want to live with them, they'll be very happy to live with the king. And even though we're talking about here that they had Erisin a long time ago, so she's an Eishes Ish right now. So a prutza that can enjoy living with the king, she'll become asa to her husband. And we don't want that to happen. And Vika and Armi, there are also some kahanois. There are also some kahanois, some Eishes Kayin. If she's a wife of a Kayin, the Lacher is then even behind this, she's asa to her husband. So the Eishes Kayin, we're afraid, she's going to let herself be killed. In other words, the king now is going to come and say, before you have your chuppah, you have to let me live with you. So she knows if she lives with the king now, she's going to become also to her husband. She's an Ashes Kain, she's the wife of a Kain. So even though the guy, the king, is forcing her, but still by a Kain, she becomes also to the husband. So therefore she's going to be Maisa Nefesh and let herself be killed. So therefore the Rabbanin did not want the Takana, that the Chuppah to take place on Wednesday. That's why Mishuma Sakana, we let them do it on Tuesday. For the Gemara, if so, for the Ekra, let's uproot completely the Takana. Mashma, the Takana is still there. Really, Chuppah is supposed to be Takana on Wednesday. Just calls them on, we have this Takana right now that the king wants to live with them. We tell them, no go to make the Chuppah on Tuesday. But Mashma, they did not uproot the day of Wednesday. So the question is, why not? Why shouldn't we uproot that day of Wednesday, like make a new day? So Gemara says, Gezeira Avidi the butler. The Gezeira, the degree that the king gave, that's not going to be forever. It'll come a time, another king will take over, will get over it, he'll stop that Gezeira. There'll come a time again that you could have the chuppah on Wednesday. Mashenke, but the count of the Rabbonin, Mach Megiz...